This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's surprise cross-border incursion continued on Monday, and analysts say it marks a significant shift in the almost two-and-a-half-year war with Russia, with Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian territory since Moscow invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
International security expert Dr. Marion Mesmer of the London-based think tank Chatham House told Reuters there are a couple likely strategies at play.
My best guess is that Ukraine, you know, on the one hand, wanted to push back against Russia, perhaps to increase any leverage that they might have in any upcoming negotiations. It also seems to have been an attempt to draw Russian military attention away from where they were pushing ahead.
Ukraine's top commander said on Monday that Kyiv controlled around 1,000 square kilometers of Russia's Kursk region 7 days after the incursion began.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Russian state TV showed on Monday footage of civilians being evacuated in the Ukraine border adjacent Belgorod region, as well as wounded civilians in the neighboring Kursk region the day before. The governor of the region adjacent to Kursk announced the evacuation of people from a district near the Ukrainian border, describing Monday morning as alarming but giving no detail. A massive wildfire blazed into Athens' northeastern suburbs on Monday as hundreds of firefighters battled to contain it, forcing thousands of residents to flee their homes and sparking a Greek government appeal for international help. Residents wearing masks against the choking smoke were seen dousing their homes with water hoses, trying to make them less vulnerable to fire.